Here I go. It's going to be fun and epic. And today we have our new tech assistant, Isabella Ahern, 13 years old, brilliant, beautiful, and super helpful. So yay. Welcome to Verity Ed, where parents are primary. Today I am going to walk you through my top three likes of Memoria Press's fifth grade complete curriculum. I'm going to follow that up with three cautionary points that you might want to keep in mind if you pursue this for your home school. So stay tuned all the way to the end for the bottom line. But first, a word on supporting Verity Ed. If you have been enjoying my reviews of different homeschool products or my talks about practical tips for your homeschool or our day in the life videos, please consider becoming a member at Patreon. Your support would mean the world to us, and you can buy me a cup of coffee a month to keep these videos coming. But without further ado, let's get into Memoria Press's fifth grade. First, the basics. This product costs $30 on Memoria Press's website. I do have that available for you below. It is an affiliate link, so if you use it, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It is $30 and it covers the whole gamut of a complete fifth grade educational program. It has Latin, spelling, mathematics, grammar, composition, classical and Christian studies, modern studies, which is like American history. It also includes science and literature, as well as read aloud lists. So it is the whole kit and caboodle. And it gives you a day by day lesson plan over the course of the whole school year, what to do each day in each subject. So first, here are my three likes. I love Memoria Press's usability and the teacher tips that are included in the manual. This is an all-in-one curriculum manual, and it is very open and go. It is very usable both for mom and for a more independent fifth grader. The planner is done for you and it's all there. I really like that for those busy years when you know you're going to need a little bit of extra support. You won't have as much time for planning. Memoria Press boasts you will never have to plan another lesson again, and it's true. If you follow this in its entirety, it's all done for you. So again, if that's what you're looking for and you need that kind of support this year or for the foreseeable future, it's a good investment. Included with the usability, I would say that the teacher tips at the beginning of the manual are really helpful. They're not overwhelming, they're laid out, and they really focus on the most essential parts of your interaction with your child for each subject. I think it's very usable. It's not long, prosaic explanations about the underlying philosophy. It's just, here's how you do composition, here's how you do literature, etc. Second, I love Memoria Press's picks for history, literature, and read alouds. It gives the students a very good base in living books for really bringing their history studies to life for them. So I like their picks, they're very good. And also they have classic children's literature read alouds like Island of the Blue Dolphins or Little Lord Fauntleroy. It's a good mix of challenging texts and easier reads that will keep children of varying reading levels engaged and interested. They also, of course, have the Memoria Press literature guides to go along with most of those selections, and you can see my review of those here at this video. My third thumbs up for Memoria Press fifth grade is that it is comprehensive. So if you are a homeschool mom looking for assurance that you're not missing anything major in your child's education, you would like a classical approach but with traditional supports, then this is a great choice for you. It is truly comprehensive. It's got the math, the sciences, the literature, the history, and it's all in one place. So if you go with this option for your child and you follow it pretty much to the T, maybe say 80%, you know your child will be getting a great fifth grade education, a really good foundation for middle school. It is trustworthy. So now for your cautionary tale, and I'm going to be real with you here. As with the kindergarten curriculum manual, you can see my review of that here, this was not written for the home school. The Memoria Press curricula were written for 5-day cottage schools, which are wonderful. But if you're buying this for a homeschool purpose, you really need to keep that in mind, or you might get frustrated. How can you tell? Well, many of the teacher tips say things like, before you enter the classroom, which sounds a little more formal than before you sit down at the kitchen table with all of your offspring around you or your homeschool child with you. So it's definitely these games and activities and recitation methods might be more applicable to a larger classroom of fifth grade students than just you and your one child. The tips will also drop a line like, all students rise. And you're thinking, oh, wait, I would just say rise to my one fifth grader sitting next to me. So you can tell that the language is a little more couched towards a traditional classroom setting. You'll also see this in the schedule that is suggested for the day, in the amounts of time that are devoted to each subject. So the schedule that's in the front of the curriculum is for an 8 a.m. to a 2:30 p.m. traditional school day. Opening activities such as the recitation and Latin are scheduled for 90 minutes, which in a homeschool for first form Latin in fifth grade, I'd be looking at 20 to 25 minutes a day, maybe 5 minutes of recitation tops. So that schedule is probably not going to be terribly helpful for you. You'll want to come up with your own schedule, for which they do provide a blank template. My second cautionary point is the recitation. As with kindergarten, I'm going to continue that theme. The recitation is the daily, beginning of the day, routine that you would do with your child, and Memoria provides a weekly list of new material, either questions or math facts or history dates or quotations to memorize, etc., that the child would add to their memory bank each week and be drilling with you. It is so much memory work. If your child is sort of on the end of an oral savant, it could be really great. In a classroom setting, I can see it being a fun beginning of the day routine as a group, but for a one-on-one child, it might be a lot in the home. So what I would do is select maybe 30 or 40 of the recitation lines for the year and just focus on those. Go right to the back of the manual, highlight them in yellow, and just start working through them at the beginning of your homeschool day, maybe 2 or 3 times a week if you want to use that for your memory work. Number 3 cautionary tip is that for all its comprehensivity, is that a word? I just made it one, so yes. For all its comprehensiveness, Memoria Press 5th grade does not explicitly include any music. There might be tips inside the history for like, oh, listen to this piece from this historical period now to go along, but there isn't, as with, say, if you're doing Latina Christiana, a Latin chant CD or anything included. So if you wanted to include music appreciation, that would be an add-on. And I would recommend looking at Lingua Angelica from Memoria Press for that. It's a good continuation of Latina Christiana's Latin hymnody and prayers memorization, and it's just a really good rounding out of the Latin they're learning in first form. So the bottom line on Memoria Press 5th grade curriculum manual is this. Who do I think it's best for? It is definitely best for first-time homeschoolers who want to give their children a classical education, but themselves would like a little bit of guidance on what that looks like. This curriculum will give you that, along with the assurance that, yes, you're hitting all of the important points. And I would say after 1 or even 2 years of following Memoria Press's curriculum faithfully, you will have the confidence to begin to adapt it, to move with some freedom to perhaps more eclectic homeschool choices that better fit you and your family, if any at all. You might love it, you might be thrilled, you might just keep doing it for 10 years. So this will provide really good basic on-the-ground training for you if this is the sort of education you want to give your children. This is also a great curriculum choice for a really busy mom who has a more independently minded fifth grader. So if you have a child who's entering fifth grade and you're thinking, I just need an open and go all in one, and your child loves the checklist and feels a lot of satisfaction in kind of driving their own school day, they can move from one subject to the next and then show you their work as a sort of accountability style homeschooling, then this could be really satisfying for both you and that fifth grade child. So it would depend on your child's temperament and their independence. If your child, on the other hand, needs a lot of hand holding and is still unsure about trying new things or moving through a checklist, needs to check in a lot with you, it might not save you as much time as you're hoping. And who's this not so good for? I would say it's not as good for a child who struggles with perfectionism and wants to spend 2 hours on every workbook page, making sure their handwriting was correct and they did every single question. You'd want to be able to loosen them up a little bit and free them from that, because otherwise all of the checkboxes might result in 8 to 10 hour workdays. It's a lot of work, and you definitely need to feel that freedom to say, you've done enough, or we can do this orally today. So if you have that within you and your child has that within them, it could be really good support and provide a lot of satisfaction. But if you struggle already with perfectionism and taking forever with schoolwork, you might want to only use this curriculum in part and not in whole. So Memoria Press, a great option. It is definitely more school at home, but it can be easily adapted to more classical methods of increased oral work, fewer compositions that have more rewriting involved, etc. For more tips on using Memoria Press products, please see my reviews that I have linked below, and please use my affiliate links if you want to try this out for yourself. I would really appreciate it. If you know anyone who's looking for more reviews or considering fifth grade homeschooling, share this video with them. Please subscribe, give us a big thumbs up, and I will see you next time on Verity Ed.